Welcome to another Mark Tiley podcast from The Morning Show. Recent guest, Ardal O'Hanlon, dropped in on the phone from Dublin. Wonderful actor, very funny man, and he's coming back to the Isle of Man on the 4th of March to play the Gaiety Theatre with his stand-up show, The Showing Off Must Go On Tour. So, this is what we did with him.
Mark Tiley, the nation.
Guess who's coming to see us on the 4th of March? None other than Ardal O'Hanlon, and he's on the line in Dublin at the moment. Hello, Ardal.
Hi there, how are you?
Well, we're all very excited about you coming back, because we were just chatting during the ad. You've been here at least twice before, haven't you?
Yeah. 2010, I think, was the last time. And before then, you have me there. It was probably about 5 years before that again.
Yeah.
But I always enjoyed my visits to the Isle of Man.
Well, you're playing the Gaiety, which is just a glorious, wonderful theatre. So it's just a fine place to be. I was just doing some reading, as you say, about the early days of comedy in Dublin with you very much at the helm. It was something that really, you were right in there, weren't you?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. There was no real comedy tradition. I mean, there was a kind of an old music hall tradition that had died out. And then there was nothing in between. There was this big gap. It was a comedy desert. And I started out sort of in the late 80s, early 90s, when the whole new wave of comedy was happening throughout Britain. And we were very influenced by what we saw on British TV. And myself and my friends, we just saw this little gap there. And, you know, we were that way inclined anyway. Thought we were hilarious, and we set up a little club above a pub, and you know, it was very small beginnings, maybe one show every month or so, and it just grew from that. You know, there was an appetite for comedy. People didn't realise it at the time until we came along.
And who were your sort of idols in those days?
I suppose like when I was very young, it was Laurel and Hardy and Norman Wisdom. And stuff like that. But as I got older, it was actually the American comedians, like the only comedians you could actually get on what was then VHS. So you had Steve Martin particularly, and Stephen Wright, the kind of one-liner merchant, very kind of droll, surreal one-liners. And then, you had Robin Williams and Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy. And that was literally all you could get your hands on in those days. So I suppose they were an early influence. But then once the British comedians started coming on our TV screens, I like people like Jack D and Eddie Izzard and Lee Evans and people like that. So you pick up things from everyone, really, as you go along. You know, eventually you find your own voice.
You know, the one of the finest TV shows for me in the last year or so has been Mrs. Maisel. Have you seen any of that?
Oh, I haven't seen any of it. Yeah, no, but I've read about it. Yeah. I mean, like the sound of it.
I mean, it is early 60s. It's beautifully shot. And there's a lot of references to the comedy scene growing up in New York and whatever. And, I commend it to the house, Ardal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's such an exciting time. Like, nothing ever recaptures that time when you start out as a comedian, you know. I feel like all these years later, I'm still chasing my tail, kind of chasing that buzz, you know, that early buzz. Like, I was a shy kid, you know. People who knew me growing up would find it hard to believe that I, you know, became a comedian. You know, it was a bit far-fetched. But comedy attracts all sorts of people, you know, extroverted people, introverted people. And once you get up on stage, something happens. You know, there's a kind of a magical transformation where you become this other person, you know, this larger-than-life kind of version of yourself. But that excitement of doing it, you know, it's something really, really special. You know, it can be nerve-wracking and all the rest, but, you know, I'll never forget it, you know, just doing it for the first time, you know, and you kind of get a little taste of that every time you go on stage.
Yeah. Now, when you know, Father Ted, I mean, when you got in there, did you have any idea it was going to be as big as it became?
No, absolutely not. I still pinch myself every day, actually, thinking about how lucky I was to be part of that. Mm. I remember the writers, I vaguely knew them. I was starting out in London at that stage. I had moved to London and I was working away as a stand-up over there and getting on fine and really enjoying it. And the writers used to come along to my show. They were sort of fans of me and they were very supportive of me over there. And I remember once or twice they said to me like that they had this role that they thought I might be suitable for. And I didn't really believe them, because you don't really believe these kind of things in this business when you hear them. And, you know, a few months later, suddenly I'm doing this sitcom. You know, I never had seen myself in that way, you know, as an actor or anything like that. So, I'm utterly shocked that it took off in the way it did. You know, I think we all had the feeling that it would be some obscure late night, you know, novelty cult show. But the fact that it went kind of pretty mainstream pretty quickly was a bit of a shock, yeah.
And it still
endures to this very day.
Oh, I was going to say, and it stands up today just as much. Only 25 episodes. I thought there were more. Just 25.
Yeah, I know. It seems like that. I mean, 25. Like I think the writers were really adamant that they didn't want to dilute the quality in any way. So, you know, they were quite determined not to write any more.
Well, I mean, the Radio Times, in their big poll, it came second only to Fawlty Towers, greatest British sitcoms of all time. So there you go. That was that. So tell me about all that heat when you were doing the murder, because presumably you finished filming that last year. But was it really, really hot and you're just glad to get out of the heat there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'd done 4 summers out there and I loved every minute of it. But, you know, eventually it becomes unsustainable. Like, I mean, my family wouldn't have survived another summer of me going out there. And the other thing is, like, which you can kind of underestimate these things, but I was ravaged by mosquitoes every day of my life out there, where, you know, you're kind of permanently tense, just waiting for that next bite. And, you know, that's no way to live your life. Like, no matter how much you enjoy your job and your career and everything that goes with it, like, those little things, where you can't sleep, where you're terrified, you know, being gorged on by these monsters.
Yeah. Well, so, we loved you in it.
For a number of reasons.
Yeah.
I love doing it. And to be honest with you, if they were filming it in the Isle of Man, I'd do another 10 series.
Well, then throw down the gauntlet. Have a word with the people when you're here. Tell them.
Well, we might be able to kind of manufacture some spin-off.
Yeah, why not? We need something like that here, based around you on the Isle of Man.
Let's get on to it.
Hey, brilliant. Listen, we can't wait to see you. 4th of March in the Gaiety, the showing off must go on tour. How long are you on tour this time?
This is about 4 weeks now. So most of my tour was done last year in 2019, and this is kind of a bonus for me. It's kind of like a tour extension.
Well, we're really excited to see you. Thanks for coming back to the Isle of Man, Adler Hanna. We can't wait to see you.
Well, thanks for having us. Cheers.
Cheers. I've got to finish with this. Here we go. He is a very funny man, and the show's coming here, 4th of March, Gaiety Theatre. Thanks again, my guest this morning, Adel O'Hanlon. The showing off must go on tour.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
My thanks to Adel O'Hanlon for coming on the show just the other day. And don't forget, he's going to be at the Gaiety Theatre on the 4th of March with his tour, The Showing Off Must Go On Tour. Not to be missed. The great man in stand-up. More podcasts than you can shake a stick at, coming your way right here on manxradio.com.